loud music. I like it. I like the loud music now.
Yes, hello and welcome to your Bloodstock podcast with myself, the Bearman. On a, yeah, this cool and cloudy Wednesday. Summer may have been and gone, but the metal is hot and here to stay. Kicked off a show there with Lamb of God and Walk With Me in Hell, getting your heads banging from the very start. Moving on now to a band that I discovered on the unsigned stage at last year's festival. And I've got to say, they absolutely blew me away. They are Bison Hammer, and this is the track Better Off Dead.
From God, I'll build this world.
Oh yes, the fantastic Bison Hammer there. Looking forward to all the new discoveries I'm going to make at this year's festival. Right now, I do have a relatively new band from right here in Birmingham, the home of heavy fucking metal, and they are Collision Process. Now, the debut EP is recorded, and they will be releasing it very soon. So, here is a taste of what to expect with their track, Revelations.
Now.
Fantastic stuff, Collision Process and their track Revelations. I've got a feeling you will be hearing a lot more from them in coming months. Coming up next, a band I cannot wait to see at this year's festival. Oh dear, I need to get speech lessons, that is guaranteed. We're going to have a bit of Children of Bodom, and I've picked the track Needled 24/7. While this is playing, I guarantee I will oil my vocal cords with some alcohol.
You all know about death.
Oh, yes, and I remembered not to talk at that end bit. I did well there. Children of Bodom, what can I say? Bloodstock 2010. That is getting a hell yeah from the Bearman. Of course, up and down the country, bands have been taking part in Metal to the Masses to secure their place at this year's festival. And I've got to say, the quality of the metal has been unsurpassed. Next up, we have a band who have made it through to the semi-finals of the Midlands Heats, which are taking place even at the Queen's Hall in Nuneaton on the 5th and 6th of June. The band are Muster Talvi, and I will be in front of them, guaranteed. In fact, I will be getting a double dose of them. They've got a gig this weekend at the Old Wharf in Digbeth in Birmingham as well, before they go off and play in the semis of Metal to the Masses. I have thrown in a track from them, When the Cleansing Fire Rains. So do crank up your volume for Muster Talvi. Master tell me there that when the cleansing fire rains, and if you heard some infernal tinkling before we went into Master Talvi, I do apologise. My mic fader got stuck, which doesn't happen very often, of course, and the bloody ice cream van decided to drive past, playing his little crappy song just to really piss me off. But then again, it doesn't matter, because my metal is louder than any of his ice cream music. So, Mr. Ice Cream Man, fuck you. What can I say? Master Talvi, of course, are in the semi-finals. All the bands who are in the semis around the country, I do want to wish you all very good luck. And, of course, then into the finals for those who do get through. The quality, standard of the bands across the board, across the country, has been absolutely phenomenal. Really immense and brilliant stuff. Good luck to everyone who has made it through this far. Right now, I have been banging on like crazy about a band I've discovered recently. They are Noisier Vision. Now, they're a complete enigma, total mystery surrounding them. Now, they're a 7-piece, they're all messed up, you can't see what they look like, and I do defy you to find out anything about them. Their album dropped through my door a couple of weeks ago, and it hasn't left the player. Absolutely brilliant stuff. I've got no idea when the album will be released, I've got no idea where you'll be able to get it, but Noisier Vision are going to be absolutely massive. From the album, I have got a track for you, Changing Lanes. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
Noisier Vision there and Changing Lanes. Let's say they are going to be absolutely massive. Mark my words on that. And yes, do remember exactly where you heard them first, right here on the Bearman Show on your Bloodstock podcast. Right now, it does seem like we are losing a hell of a lot of great names in metal recently. And Monday did see the passing of Slipknot's bassist, Paul Gray. Now, he does leave us with some great music, but also, sadly, leaves a young wife and, of course, his unborn child. I am going to play some Slipknot right now. I've got the song Sulfur. And, of course, our thoughts are with Paul's family and this very difficult time. Here is some Slipknot. go, Slipknot there, and our thoughts, of course, are with the family of Paul Gray, who was found dead on Monday. Right, we have actually reached the end of another Bearman show on the Bloodstock podcast, and I keep saying it, another podcast closer to this year's festival. I am going to leave you with one more track, as always, so until next week, do stay safe, and of course, do stay very, very metal, and yeah, have some soil work. And a track, Exile. You stay safe, everyone.